Greetings, everyone. Welcome. This is David Olive. I'd like to welcome everyone to the community call. We will be starting the recording, as is our usual practice, so that we can have some minutes of the meetings and to share those minutes with the various community groups. And if that is agreeable with everyone, I'll go through the agenda as we have it at the moment. I'm completing my introductory remarks. We will have a briefing by the CCWG co-chairs, though I'm told that Thomas Rickard might start off that briefing. We will, of course, have questions and then any other business. If there is agreement about that, we will proceed to have this recorded and transcribed. And I'm happy to turn it over to Thomas or Leon, whoever would like to start out. Maybe Thomas, please.
Thanks very much, Olive, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is Thomas Rickard. I'm with ECHO and the GNSO-appointed co-chair to the CCWG. Mathieu, unfortunately, can't be with us during this call, but Leon is also there. So the way we've planned to go about with this is that I'm going to start off talking about the update document that we circulated and shared with the community a few days back, and we're then going to discuss next steps and timeline, and after that we will likely have a discussion on all areas. Now to kick this off, what you see in the remote participation room on your screen is the update document that we issued. You will remember that during one of the last SOAC leadership calls, I think it was Byron who said that he would really appreciate if there was one document that would explain in plain language what the recommendations of the CCWG are and how they could be operationalized without the need of having followed the discussions inside the CCWG over the last couple of months. And that's exactly what we've delivered on with this document. This is something that we have announced to the community in Dublin when presenting our timeline at the time. We promised that we would come up with a summary document that would explain what we have done without going into specifics on the rationale why we came up with one solution and preferred that over another solution, and it also does not contain the genesis or further legal analysis of the individual recommendations. Now, that was the plan that we've announced in Dublin, and what we found is that on very few areas, we did not have a final solution, a consensus recommendation ready on the publication date or shortly before that, which is why we called this document differently. So it's not a summary report that would explain what our final recommendations are, but it is, in fact, a document that offers an update on what we've done in Dublin and after Dublin. So basically, there are only a few areas in the report that need refinement, and these areas are clearly marked in the document. So if you take this roughly 30-page long document and go through it, you will find that most of the recommendations, there are a total of 12 recommendations, are stable, present a consensus position inside the CCWG. And only a few things, such as a final recommendation or solution to the question surrounding stress test 18, is still open, and it's marked as still being open. Also, the language to go into the mission statement for the bylaws was tagged yet to be finalized. The thresholds inside SOs and ACs when it comes to decision making are marked as needing finalization. And there was one more area that my memory fails me on at the moment, but you will see that if you look at the document. So there are only very few points that are pending final resolution. And this is why we as co-chairs feel encouraged to let you know that this is a very good starting point for all groups, for the whole ICANN community, to start working on what they think about our recommendations. And let's not forget, these recommendations build to a huge extent on what we've developed over the last couple of months and what we've shared with the community and received comments on with our first and second report. So a lot of what you find in there is what you already know. We are updating on those things that have changed. And the good news is that everything that you read in there is very easy to understand. We've been supported by professional writers in order to achieve this task. We've tried to avoid acronyms where we could, and it has a narrative style of explaining what we're doing, including a two-page management abstract that very, very concisely outlines what we're doing. So we would really like to recommend to you that you take this document, that you share it with your respective groups, that you start thinking about whether you can support the recommendations or not, and that you start working on the feedback that you might wish to offer during the comment period. And let's not forget that we are now in a phase where we are close to hopefully getting support from the chartering organizations, and this support by chartering organizations, the adoption of our recommendations by the chartering organizations, is what we need in order to be able to pass on our recommendations to the ICANN board, which will then hopefully very expediently pass this on to NTIA. While comments from the broader community are appreciated and welcome, these are comments that we will solicit in order to see whether we've done things severely wrong. But at the moment, I think in terms of timing and managing the next steps, what's actually crucial is that we agree on a path forward based on the timeline that we've discussed and published in Dublin to achieve chartering organizations' support. Let me pause here for a second to see whether there are any questions with respect to the update document. And what I can also say is that there's only one bigger question that is still unresolved, and that's the question of stress test 18. And so even after the publication of this update document, we've made huge progress in coming to closure on the remaining points. So I don't see any hands up, but we can always get back to the document. I recommend that you download it and that you actually go through it. It's an easy-to-read document, and I think you will share our view that this is really an improvement in terms of understandability of our recommendations that will hopefully make it much easier for the outside world as we move on and as we keep updating this document as well for the outside world to understand what accountability enhancements are underway. David, you have your hand raised.
Yes, we did circulate these documents to the group, and they will be available on the SOAC website as well, Thomas, for everyone to use.
Thanks, David. That's a helpful clarification. So you already have the document in your inboxes, which is great news, but also the link to the document has thankfully been published by Alice in the chat. And with that, I'd like to hand over to Leon to show you through the immediate next steps before we can publish our final report.
Thank you very much, Thomas. This is Leon Sanchez. I think that we will be having something displayed in the AC room, and here we have a table on the immediate next steps, as Thomas highlighted. And this is a timeline that goes from November the 20th to December the 24th. And here you can see the list of steps that the CCWG, the rapporteurs, the professional writers, and, of course, the different chartering organizations would need to go through in order to achieve our timeline and to achieve our goal of delivering the CCWG's proposals in time so that we can forward it to the ICANN board, and then the ICANN board would in turn, of course, forward it to the NTIA. So the first step is that on November the 20th, the full proposal will be delivered to the CCWG so that the CCWG can begin commenting on it. Then from the 21st to the 23rd of November, the CCWG co-chairs and rapporteurs will gather the feedback from working parties and the different working groups, as well as legal counsel and advisors, and will, of course, try to incorporate it into a document that will compile all this feedback. Then on November 23rd, the CCWG will be making its final comments to the full proposal, and we will be receiving this comment. Between the co-chairs, the writing team that will be holding the pen for finalizing the content or introducing the content gathered from the comments of the CCWG and the working parties into the final draft. So on November the 25th, the content will go for translation. We want to, of course, make these documents available for as many people as possible. So we will be sending this document for translation and, of course, for final formatting too on November the 25th. Then on the 26th, we will hold an additional CCWG accountability call for the CCWG at large to actually review the final version of our document, which will, of course, incorporate all the comments and feedback received by the CCWG and the working parties. And then on November the 30th, we would begin phase two of the consideration by chartering organizations. This would mean that we will publish the detailed document for all the chartering organizations to review and to continue the assessment based first on the summary, the update that we had published on November 15th. And, of course, continue considering whether they will support the final recommendations that we will be publishing in detail on November the 30th. Then, at that same time, in parallel, we will be beginning professional proofreading and final editing of the document that has been published. And by December the 12th, we should have our translations ready to go, so those could be published and, of course, delivered to the different communities on the different languages that translations would be available. Then on December the 20th, we would be delivering the final proofread and edited document, and by December the 21st, we would be calling the public comment and the charter organizations first closed to the consideration of the charter organizations. And by December the 24th, staff would be delivering a summary of the different comments received and, of course, the different expressions of support or recommendations made by the different chartering organizations. So this is the timeline as it stands. We are aware that we are working on a very tight timeline, but we see no other way to actually achieve the goal of delivering our final proposal and our final recommendations in time for the decision to happen in a timely fashion. So we would really much appreciate your support and your understanding to help us carry out this timeline as comprehensively and, of course, as timely as possible, so we can all accomplish this goal of delivering our proposal in a timely fashion. So I would like now to turn to our slide on the overall timeline, if we could please display our overall timeline in the Adobe Connect room. So this displays the overall timeline. We have gone through the detailed next steps and immediate next steps that we have from here to December the 25th, as I said. But this goes beyond that and details the overall timeline after we close the public comments and all the details that I just went through. So just to go through this timeline in a complete way, you might remember that we published on November the 25th our formal update, and as I said, on November the 30th we would be hopefully publishing our third draft proposal with the finalized recommendations for consideration of the chartering organizations, and we would be opening this document for a comment period of 21 days, in which, as Thomas highlighted, we would expect the different chartering organizations to actually send us their notes on support or comments on the final proposals. And by December 21st, we would be closing this comment period, and by December 24th, we would be distributing the staff summary on the different comments received. And on December 31st, we would have the deadline for the working party analysis of the different comments and expressions of support, hopefully received by the charging organizations. And then by January the 7th, we would be incorporating all this feedback into a final amended report, if time needed, if it was actually needed to incorporate something. And then we would be having a tentative, as it stands here in the timeline, a tentative meeting of the charging organizations as per their own methods of needing to meet, whether it's face-to-face or whether they can hold a remote call or a remote meeting for final approval. And then on January 22, we would expect to actually deliver the final report to the ICANN board so that the ICANN board would in turn be able to forward this final set of recommendations to the NTIA. So this is our overall timeline overview, and we would now like to open the floor for any comments or questions on the timeline.
Thank you, Leon and Thomas. Greg Shatton has his hand up. Greg?
Thank you, Greg Shatton. On the previous timeline, it showed a first deadline, I think it was, or first close for the chartering organization. That seems to imply a second close, and I'm just wondering what's happening after December 24th in this timeline before it kind of joins the timeline for exporting the approval from the chartering organization.
Thanks, Greg. If I understood well, you're asking about what happens between what is labeled as the first close for chartering organizations to comment on the proposal and whatever comes next, right?
Right, and especially if there is a second close. Maybe this is contemplating the fact that the GNSO at least may be unlikely to come up with as support for recommendations or not by the 21st of December. And maybe other organizations.
Okay, well, yes. Remember that after our charter, we have, of course, and I think that this excerpt from the charter was circulated by David to the list, and we are expecting that on the 21st we would be closing the comments or feedback received from the different charging organizations, but there is also the chance that some charging organizations will ask for or will ask for having supplementary reports. So there would be the need, of course, to actually incorporate those supplementary reports into the proposal. And after that, we would need to actually go back and recirculate these amendments to the rest of the charging organizations. So that is not contemplated on the timeline, because we would expect to have the support from the charging organizations on this first closing. But if it needs to be, then we would actually be going through incorporating these comments, if substantial, of course, to the document, and then if the case came, so that the charging organizations would need additional time to consider these new comments, then we would need to circulate the proposal again back to the charging organizations. So what we have here is the excerpt of our charter regarding the approval and the review of the draft proposal. And I mean, if we can go through it, it says that the ESO and AC support for the draft proposals, and following the submission of the draft proposal, each of the chartering organizations shall, in accordance with their own rules of procedures, review and discuss the draft proposals and decide whether to adopt the recommendations contained in it. The chairs of the chartering organizations shall notify the co-chairs of the working group of the result of the deliberations as soon as feasible. So this would need to happen as late as December the 21st. This is what we would be expecting. So there is, of course, as I said, the chance that the charter organizations would, in fact, request a supplemental draft proposal, and this is also contemplated in our charter. And it says that in the event that one or more of the participating SOs or ACs does not adopt one or more of the recommendations contained in the draft proposal, the co-chairs of the CCWG accountability shall be notified accordingly. This notification shall include, at minimum, the reasons for the lack of support and as suggested alternatives that would be acceptable, if any. The CCWG accountability may, at its discretion, reconsider, post for public comments, and or submit to the chartering organizations a supplemental draft proposal which takes into account the concerns raised. Following submission of the supplemental draft proposal, the chartering organizations shall discuss and decide in accordance with its own rules and procedures whether to adopt the recommendations contained in the supplemental draft proposal. The chairs of the chartering organizations shall notify the co-chairs of the CCWG accountability of the results of the deliberations as soon as feasible. So this is why it isn't contemplated in the timeline, because it's something that is highly conditional, and that's why we didn't include it in the timeline. So that would be an unlikely event that would be or could be labeled as the second close for comments on the charter organizations. I hope that answers your question, Greg.
Just one follow-up.
If
an SOA, or let me ask that a different way, it seems to me that the timeline then depends on any SOAC that does not support one or more of the recommendations, bringing that back to the CCWG by that December 21st timeline. A straight approval of all recommendations could come at the so-called second close, but it seems to me that it would create great difficulties if an organization did not come back with any response by the 21st and then later came back with a response that they do not adopt one or more of the recommendations, because then the supplemental draft proposal would not be taking place in the slot that is allocated to it. So in essence, you're really asking all the groups to at least know if they don't support this ordinance by the 21st of December. Is that correct?
If I understood well, yes, we would be asking for the charging organizations to tell us whether they don't support anything on our proposal. And then if we go back to what I just read on the excerpt of our charter, it says that the CCWG accountability may, at its discretion, reconsider, post for public comments, and or submit to the charter and organizations a supplemental draft proposal, which takes into account the concerns raised. So this would be to need decided by the CCWG.
Okay, it seems to me like there's a lot of carts put before horses here, but I guess we'll have to see how this works out, right?
Thanks, Rick. Any other questions in regard to the timeline?
This is Thomas. Maybe to add to that, Greg, I'm not sure whether there are so many carts before the horse, because what we have in this update document is already very stable, with the exception of the areas that are outlined earlier, which we've also advanced quite a bit since the publication of this document. So all the groups can start analyzing the recommendations on the basis of this. On the 30th, we're going to publish the final recommendations, including all the legal niceties, rationale, the genesis of the recommendations, and so on and so forth. So we think that you should have all the information at hand that you need in order to come up with support or indicate that you can't support certain recommendations. Also, let's not forget, yes, we're doing a public comment period, but at the same time, we are focusing on the chartering organizations, because all of the support, all of the chartering organizations have subscribed to the charter, and the charter is our decisive document for that, and that requires for us to have 5 out of 6 chartering organizations support. And this is what we are focusing on in our timeline. So certainly public comment is important. We're going to facilitate public comment as much as we can by offering an interactive dialogue type submission of comments on the respective areas of our report compared to the second draft. But the chartering organizations can proceed signaling support or concerns with the recommendations in parallel, and only in the unlikely case that the public comments show that we've forgotten something or got something severely wrong, then we would go back to the chartering organizations and discuss with them how we get best to go about with them if a rectification were required. But again, you know, many parts of our report are known to the community for more than half a year now, and we're looking for comments on the things that have changed, and rest assured that I'm not underestimating that there are important points that we changed. Nonetheless, we think that amount of comments received on these is probably lower than what we received earlier, because we have a lot to build on. And this is why we're also confident that it is now easier for the chartering organizations as well as the wider community to analyze what we did, because we're not starting from scratch. Are there any further questions? Great.
Hi, this is Shireen Chalabi. I'm not connected to Adobe, so Grace has put her hand up. I'd like to, on behalf of the board, support the co-chairs on the timeline proposed to complete the work. From a board perspective, we feel that we have adequate time to submit our comments on the full report by the deadline proposed for the public comment period. In fact, we think, as Thomas had just said, there are no real surprises per se. Everything is out for a long period of time, and the summary document has already been published. We began to organize ourselves and already made some comments on the summary document. That shouldn't stop anybody else to make comments also on the summary document, and we'll provide further comments on the summary document and then our full comments on the report. Our plan is to do so by mid-December. So from a board perspective, I don't want to talk about other part of the organization. We fully support the CCWG co-chairs, and we feel we can do our work and submit our comments around about mid-December. Thank you.
Thank you, Shireen. Thomas Schneider.
Yes, hello to everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes, Thomas.
Okay, thank you. first of all, I would like to thank everybody, in particular the co-chairs of the CCWG, for their very tireless and very constructive way that they are handling this whole thing, because I know that this is very delicate and difficult, and congratulations to you. Two things. First of all, I think the timeline is, we took note of the timeline. We had many GAC members at the IGF last week in Brazil, together with Leon and a number of other people from the CCWG. We basically are keeping the GAC informed about what's going on, and we try to as we have done before, try to come up with a GAC consensus input in the next public comment period, in the final public comment period, I guess. We try to do the best we can to come up with as much substance and as much of constructive substance as we can. Just one word on stress test 18. There's a lot of work going on in the GAC, between GAC members, but also, and this is very positive, between different members of and participants of the CCWG. And we are still not fully there yet, but it's possible that we get some kind of convergence, that we can come up with something in the next few days before the closing of the input into the report, so that hopefully we have in the end something in the report that will get positive feedback in the public comment period. So we're all working very hard, and again, thank you in particular to the co-chairs.
Thank you, Thomas. Albert, Alberto, your hand is up. You're next, please.
Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you, David. I believe that we really need to commend the CCWG co-chairs on their level of tireless dedication. They have devoted countless hours to this initiative. I believe we all have to cooperate and help so as to meet this deadline, because our dedication will be far less than the dedication of the CCWG co-chairs. So it will be very good for all of us to cooperate to bring this to a happy ending. Thank you.
Thank you, Alberto. The next speaker, Jonathan Robinson, the floor is yours.
Thank you, David. Thanks to the co-presenters for their efforts and for bringing us up to date. I would just give you a brief update on behalf of the co-chairs of the CWG and the direction of travel we intend to make there. I think it is our intention, and we'll discuss this with the group in a meeting later today, in fact, the intention to provide a provisional view of whether or not this meets the dependencies, and we have good reason, again, for reasons the others have expressed previously, to believe that it will meet the dependencies of the CWG, that we, the group, will give that view ideally during the course of the public comment period, and then it is our intention that that will give a very clear indication of the direction of travel such that, subject to no material changes in the work as a result of the public comment, we should then be in a position to support the work meeting the dependencies of the CWG in its final form. So it's our expectation that we will be able to work with this timeline and continue the cooperation that's been undertaken to date. Thanks.
Thank you, Jonathan. Any other comments or questions for Leon or Thomas? Seeing none in the Adobe Connect room, anyone on the call that may not be in the AC, in case you want to raise a comment or a question, please, now would be the time. Thank you very much. We will then, I'm sorry, Greg Chapin has his hand up. Greg?
I just wanted to note that Byron just asked a question in the chat.
Byron, thank you. Byron says the PDP is a core policymaking process of the SO community, unless, Byron, you're on, I'm sorry, and should not be subject to a community veto. I understand that there have been further discussions in this topic. Could you provide the current status on this issue? A question for Leon or Thomas, please.
Yes, thanks very much. Go ahead, Leon.
Do you want to go, Thomas? Thanks, Thomas. This is Leon, and yes, Byron, there has been a solution proposed for this PDP issue. Jordan circulated a proposal which was broadly supported by the group in our last call, and it basically centers the solution on having the SO that carried out the PDP support the involved veto for it to actually proceed. If the SO that handled or that carried out the PDP does not support the community veto for any bylaw change in line with the PDP, then that veto would, of course, would not proceed. So that would leave the concerns that were raised specifically by the CSE NSO in this regard at ease, and I think we have come to a solution to that. I hope that answers the question, and I don't know, Thomas, if you want to add anything to this.
No, I think that covered it pretty well. We're in the process of finalizing the language surrounding that, and you can expect that to be shared pretty soon.
With that, I'd like to thank people for their participation and just remind all of the SOAC leaders of our special call scheduled for the 23rd of November at 1300 UTC, the main topic of which would be after the reviews and considerations whether or not a face-to-face meeting is still needed and any other efforts for the chartering organizations to progress in their approval procedures. And with that, I will send a note around to everyone to remind people of that 23rd November meeting at 1300 UTC, a special meeting of our community group. With that, let me see if the co-chairs want any last words. Leon or Thomas?
This is Thomas. Just to thank everyone for your continued commitment. It's very encouraging to see you supporting the next steps. This is certainly a group effort, not only by the CCWG, but from the whole community. So I think, I'm very confident we're going to make this work. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
And so I thank Leon and Thomas for the materials, the presentations. I'll send it around again to the community leaders so they have the copies and it'll be on the wiki. We will have a recording and a transcript done very shortly. And with that, I'd like to thank everyone for their time and effort and wish everyone a good evening, good morning, or good afternoon, wherever you may be. Thank you very much, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone.
Bye, all. Thank you.
Bye, all.
Goodbye. Thank you.